So yeah, my name is Jacob. I work for Microsoft, and currently I am helping to build a new Azure management portal, which is one of the largest single-page applications in the world. It's written in TypeScript. There's over 500 developers working only on front-end. And last month I gave a talk about how the Azure portal is built at NDC London. The video is not out yet, but should be there like in a week or two, so you can check it out. It's on Vimeo, and this year is awesome conference. I recommend you also to check other talks. Anybody here using Azure? Okay, two people, great. AWS? Oh, nobody. great, so you know, you should guys do Azure. That's very good stuff. Check the new portal. In addition to my work, I also have a blog. I have a blog, jg09.net. I encourage you to check it out. This is stuff I'm usually doing after work. Like, for example, I was blogging about the speech recognition at some point. Sometimes I'm blogging about some, you know, cool stuff I'm doing at work too. So, for example, I have the post you can see here, testing focus in JavaScript. This is something I did at work, but there's like a lot of variety of different topics, not really related to my work. Now I'm playing a bit with F#, so soon you can expect post about this. I also have a YouTube channel when I upload my talks. I believe this talk will be uploaded to Seattle.js channel, so you don't have to go there, but you can go there to check my other talks about TypeScript, about Aurelia framework. And I'm not only developer, I'm also cyclist. How many people here are cyclists? It's great. It's like 20 or 30 people. You know, when I was in London, there was like 100 people and only one guy was biking. That was so bad. So here I am on the Mount Evans in Colorado. It's the highest paved road in North America. It's 14,000 feet and the oxygen level at the top is 50% of what we have here. All right. Okay, so we'll have some interruption, I guess. So yeah, so that was very cool, and I encourage you to also go there if you will be there. It's pretty cool. You can also drive car there if you want to, but it's more fun on bike. It's like 28 miles, 7,000 feet elevation gain. Not that bad. And here in Seattle at around 100 feet elevation. And last year, I first time did Seattle to Portland. Anybody from these 30 bikers did Seattle to Portland? Nobody. You should guys do it this year. It's so fun. It's 200 miles. You know, you can do it. Actually, I was surprised I did it. I did it in 2 days. This year, I'm planning to do it in 1 day. So we'll see how this goes. All right. So let's talk about speech. So how many of you is using Siri in your iPhone? Okay, like half of the audience. Cortana, Windows Phone. Another half, nice. So you see, all of you are sort of interacting with your phones, but how many of you are interacting with your browser in case of speech? Or how many of you know? Like, how many of you are using Google Hangouts? Okay, so almost everybody, right? So, you know, when I first thought about, you know, speech, actually, this is a funny story because at Azure Portal, we have like a lot of user feedback that there's a lot of stuff there on Azure. It's hard to find. And, you know, I made a joke that, hey, maybe you should, you know, add some speech recognition and, you know, whatever they said, we'll just find it for them. And then I, you know, look if it's possible. And I was thinking like, hey, you know, Google Hangouts do it somehow. And I found out that there is not only a library, but there is a browser API that allows you to do it. And actually, let's check it out because most of the talk will be just a demo. So I'll open Google Chrome and I'll just open F12 tools. And here, I don't need an API. Hope you can guys see it. Is it okay? Yeah, okay, great. So to just recognize whatever I'm saying and to print out it to console, I need to create a new WebKit speech recognition object. And this object has many properties. You can see it here. But the most important one is, whoops, something happened here. Oh, that's the momentum, the stuff I have in the background. It's cool, Chrome extension, by the way. You have like different wallpapers every day. So on the speech recognition object, there is onResult callback, which I need to define. So what will happen if some voice will get recognized? And this callback has one parameter, event. And on this event, there is property called results. And this is actually array. And later on, I will tell you what's on these two dimensions. I'll just grab the first and the first objects in there. And I'll say transcript. That should be fine. So, thank you. Transcript. Great. Is it correct? No confirmation, I'll assume yes. Okay, and if I say start now, and I say hello, okay, I did something wrong. Transcript? No, this one is fine because I overwritten the. Okay, let's do it one more time. OnResult, EVT, console log, EVT dot results, 00, transcript, boom, and say start. Hello. Boo 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 boo. Okay, Chrome sometimes it's not cooperating, so let's restart it and try one more time.
Try Explorer.
You know, it'll be too easy. Okay, WebKit, speech recognition, SRO. I wonder if I have internet, because actually, so this is an important thing. Oh yeah, all right, so here you go. Because you know what the API is doing, it's actually using the server, and server is actually do all the processing. So what was the username?
emc.com,
and don't say password, I remember, because it'll be not secure, right?
It's on the front door.
Okay, login. Save it, why not? Okay, so now it should be, that's why it failed to load all of this stuff. Okay, so just to make sure, let's it open again, google.com, boom, okay, so now everything should work. So SR new WebKit, speech recognition, SR on result. See, guys, you'll remember this pretty soon. I can start using it. Results, 00, transcript, again. I wonder if it's me or it's my keyboard. I'll blame keyboard, of course. Hello. Come on, get it. Oh, why is that? Because you see here on top, it's actually listening, but cannot get it. If I say stop, okay, one more time. Do I still have internet? Why is that? Okay, so it'll be more harder, but yeah, challenge accepted. Or maybe that's your fault because you're using the internet here.
Don't follow along.
Without internet, you know, I cannot show much. Okay, so what if I'll just create a hotspot on my iPhone? Okay, I have internet now. Do I still have it? Okay, I still have it. So let's try. I feel like I should have a code snippet to just copy and paste all of this. Speech recognition, callback, Lambda function, cool stuff, Google Chrome. Oops. And Tron script. See, I typed it right this time. Yeah, so this time it should work. Please recognize my voice. Yes! All right. Good stuff, good stuff. So thank you for coming. all right. So yes, so you know, three lines of code, but sometimes the internet doesn't work, you need to do an epic battle. But hopefully now everything should be fine, right? So let's do more. So you see on this results, right? You have like two dimensions. And the first dimension is something called interim results. So you know, when the recognizer is recognizing my speech while I'm speaking, you can capture the partial parts of the recognition. So here is this interim results, and you see it's false now. And if I turn it to true, and then I redefine my callback a little bit, so I say on result equals EBT, and here I do a little trick, because this array is not really array. Say call and EBT.results, result. I mean, this doesn't really matter. It can be error, console log result. Oops, R zero, because this is still array inside, and what is the other arrays I will tell you later on. And here I say transcript, and I'm just checking if you guys pay attention still. Is that good? Yeah. And one more. That should be fine. And if I will say something now, yeah. So you can see, it sort of recognized pretty correctly what I said. But you know, at the beginning, you know, there was some funky stuff. Kansas, Panthers, Iowa. Yeah. Yeah, so cool stuff. You know, I did this talk at NDC, and when I said NDC, it actually recognized NDC. And then somebody, you know, tweeted speech recognition, hashtag, you know, NDC. So cool. So I know what not to say. So you know, you have this partial results, and sometimes when you want to add the voice commands to your website, you can sort of make a sense from, you know, for example, Panthers Iowa or some parts of it. So let me turn off the interim results for now. And the other dimension of the array, which is this guy, it's different alternatives. So you know, when they recognize the speech, they're like not always like 100% sure whatever, you know, this is Panthers Iowa, maybe that was something different. So there's also a flag called max alternatives, and by default it's 1. So let's say I'll turn it to 10, and I'll change the callback a little bit. So I'll say results of 0, because I'm iterating over the first element of the array that will have only one interim result. Say enter, I say start. Now I should have 10 alternatives. Boom. And you see, they're pretty similar, but what is more, you can also, in addition to transcript, you can also have here the confidence, if I spell it correctly. Confidence should be fine. Welcome to JS meetup. Boom. Ah, zero confidence. That's not very well. Welcome to Seattle. Okay, that's much better. So you see here I have 98%. All others are pretty unlikely, but you also, you know, can get some sort of sense of it in your website, because sometimes when somebody says something not very clearly, maybe they actually meant something different. So you can, for example, show them pop-up, hey, did you mean that or did you mean this? So this is another stuff. you probably notice that, you know, when I am saying something, it's just stopping recognizing after it catch some phrase. That's because there is a flag called continuous, which by default is turned to false. So if I turn it to true, and I also change the callback again, because actually what continuous flag is doing, it treats every part of whatever I said as the interim result. So here in the callback, what I have to do is I will have to read the elements of this array every time after, you know, I say something. So actually every time I say something, I want to get the last element of this array, because there will be that another part of whatever I said, because the only result callback will be called every time when I finish some sentence. So if I say here evt results.length minus one, this will be the last element. And here I should say zero, and I don't need this, should be good enough. Boom, boom, boom. So I hope this will work, and actually I don't need this anymore as well. Oh yeah, that will be useful. Boom. Thank you. All right. So now I can say something and then say something more, and it should keep listening and printing whatever I said until I do stop. Boom. Yeah, of course, I didn't say manager, did I? Yeah. So this is pretty basic, and you know, it's pretty cool. You can do this stuff pretty easily, but you know, like my initial idea was, you know, I just want to add the voice commands to my website, right? So I want to have, like, you know, if users say this, I want to do that. And it's actually, you know, not that easy, because you need to manage all, you know, these callbacks, all this, you know, starting and stopping and, you know, checking for errors, so on and so forth. So I put up a small library called Voice Commander, and it's on GitHub. You can check it out. And this library is built on top of the speech recognition API. Hope you can still see it. And it has pretty simple interface. So if you want to add the command to your website, you just call the function add command, and you add a string command. Commands can be, for example, home, and you add the callback function that is doing whatever you want to do. So if users say home, in your callback function, you can redirect to home, or you can do whatever. And I also put up the demo website that is doing that it's using this library. So if you go to booksleep.azurewebsites.net, and you can try it out. Okay, hopefully I still have internet. Probably my virtual machine was not visited very often. Come on, Azure, you can do it. So yeah, now we can learn something about Azure. So when when virtual machine is not used anymore, very often, so I probably didn't have any calls to this virtual machine. So now it's, you know, just getting started, because I'm using just a free instance, which is good once it's running. Okay, come on. Cannot be that slow. Do I still have internet? Okay, Google is there. Where is my book slip? Okay, here it is. All right. So so this is, you know, simple website. I have, you know, some books here. I have some favorite books. I have top 10, I have home. And here on the right top, you can see there's a panel that you can start listening whatever I say. So for example, I click start, and it's asking me whether I am enabling this to use my microphone. And of course, I'll enable that. Books. Favorites. Okay. Top 10. Books. Search JavaScript. Yeah, so this is like sort of a prototype, what you can do. And you know, I have debugging, and I'm scared to look what it recognized when I said books for the first time. Oh yeah, it boot. So it's not that bad, because you know, there's, you know, this one word when you say books, you probably can guess that. I probably shouldn't type it here. It's the second letter of the alphabet, but this happened to me when I was practicing yesterday. I was afraid today. So this is using the continuous listening, and here is also the get single comment thing. And here on the API, you can see if I say voice commander start, it's doing the continuous listening. If I say stop, it's stopping. And it just said get command, it'll just get single command. So if I say get single command, allow top 10. See, it recognized and it stopped listening. And another thing is, like, you know, currently I am visiting this website through HTTP. And if you're using a website through HTTP protocol, every time when you want to start listening to user's mic, you need to ask for permission. But if you are visiting site over HTTPS, then you just need to confirm it one time. So I already did that here. Favorites. Now it'll just work, it will not ask me anymore, because it's pretty convenient, right? So this is built on top of this voice commander. And actually, you know, if you open the console, and if I say voice commander add command, let's say hello. And here I can add the callback function. So you say console log, I said hello. And I can say get some command. Hello. Boom, I said hello. So that's how simple it is. And I have debugging turned on, so you can see what is happening here all the time. You can turn it off or on like that. So if I say debug false, I will no longer see this. So in prod, probably you want it false, but in this demo website, I have it on. Check it out, GitHub. Maybe you can contribute. There's, you know, a lot of, there's a room for improvement. You know, this library just doing the very simple recognition. You can, you know, play with like max alternatives or interim results and all other stuff. The biggest issue I had was how to test this, right? Because how you can take test voice, you know, in the browser automatically without actually talking. So maybe someday there will be tests like that, I don't know. But for now, yeah, no tests. So sorry, only library.
Actually, what we did, I happened to work on the Echo. Mm-hmm. We just recorded people's voices and played them over and over again, and those were our unit tests.
Okay, so how it works, like you change code, it goes to CI, and the CI, there's like second computer, yep. And the CI is saying like start playing, and it's playing, and all right, that's very sophisticated machine, yeah. Yeah. What if something just go wrong? How you debug that?
I totally agree.
Yeah. Should be fun. Maybe I should try it too, yeah. But we'll need some room with, you know, silence and dedicated machine, yeah. That should be fine. So for now, I just showed the speech recognition. There's also a speech synthesis, so you can actually emit voice from the browser. And it's also pretty simple. So I'll really quick show you. So create new speech synthesis utterance. And I say, whatever that means, actually, I don't know, this name is pretty fancy, right? Yeah. Hello, Seattle JS developers. Boom. And I have my message, and then I can say speech synthesis.speak message. And I hope my mic will cut it.
Hello. Hello, Seattle JS developers.
Ooh, yeah. And what's even cooler, so for now I am, so language is not set, and it's probably just picking up my default language, but I can say, for example, Polish. I'm from Poland. That should be fun.
Hello, Seattle JS developers.
Oh, no fun. Let's see German maybe.
Hello, Seattle JS developers.
Okay. So looks like it's talking all the time the same. Does it actually change? Oops. SR. Oh no. Message lag. Yeah. Okay. Actually, what I can do is I can go back to ENUS and I can see message.txt. Okay, and I can say something, for example, in Polish. My name is, oops, and I have Polish letters. Okay, I say, I am Jacob. And probably this should have issues with that. And now if I speak.
Just am Jacob.
All right, so this is totally English. But if I change this to Polish now.
Just am Jacob.
Okay, so looks like this. Oh, sorry, I didn't. Yeah. That was wrong one. Okay, this is a good one. PL.
Just am Jacob.
Okay. Doesn't cooperate. I'm not sure why is that. But in general, you should get different speaker that is actually enabled to speak Polish. I'm not sure what really happened here. Maybe if I open a new tab, yeah, let's try it out. Because this should work. Blue message, new speech synthesis utterance. Stemia group. Boom. Can guys learn some Polish? Isn't that cool? Like PL. Okay, speech synthesis speak.
Just am Jacob.
Nah, okay. So you just have to trust me that usually it should work and you should get the native speaker for that language. And also works for recognition. You can also set the language there. And actually, if you say something, actually, let's try it out. Let's see here. I still have it, I think. Is it still recognizing? Probably not, but that's fine because I can open new tab. Oh, actually, you'll encounter also issues if you have speech recognition two tabs. Google Chrome doesn't like this yet. I'm sure they're working on it, but for now it's just the best to work in one tab. So I say new speech recognition. So on result, EVT, console log, results 00, so the 101 sample, and again my N is doesn't work, and SR start, is it recognizing? Okay. What that means? Convinced. Damn. I don't even know this word. That's cool. Cool stuff. Boom. And I don't have language. And I'm sure if now I say something in Polish, jestem Jakub. Boom. That's totally not Polish. But now it should be more Polish. Jestem Jakub. Yes. So now it's totally Polish here. So you can do it with different languages. You have like German, you have Japanese, you have Chinese, all the most popular languages. You can play with that. So somebody told me to try do it in Internet Explorer, right? So the thing is, Currently, we are not liking Internet Explorer anymore at Microsoft. We are switching to Microsoft Edge, the new browser, which is actually surprising. The JavaScript engine of Microsoft Edge called Chakra is now better than V8, the Chrome engine. How that happens is the Google developers, they started working on Dart to improve the Dart engine. And so Microsoft had time to catch up and take over them. And today, my coworker told me that the Chakra team did a massive pull request to Node.js to just replace V8. So maybe Node will be working on Chakra, which will be pretty cool. And there is also user voice. So if you, I thought I have a link here. Yeah, you click this. If you Google for Microsoft Soft Edge speech API input user voice, then you should get the same thing. And you can vote for this feature. So, you know, I already vote today. Actually, I am voting every day. Because you can vote anonymously, so if every of you will vote today, we will get like 300 more votes, which will be pretty cool. Because, you know, this, you know, they have some other stuff that they work on, and you know, the top things has something like 7,000. So, you know, the WebSpeech API with 500 is pretty like, is in backlog. It becomes in backlog last week, I think, which is some step forward, but to get there. Okay, people are laughing about something. I don't know what. What is that?
About the older IE
version. Yeah. That'll be pretty cool. But the thing is, this is a different browser. So, but they're working on it. So there is a hope. Yeah. I mean, actually, it'll be very good for us developers, you know, not support IE anymore. Cool stuff. Actually, you know who hate IE the most? The developers who have to work on this. Because, you know, imagine you created some software 20 years ago and you have to still maintain it. I mean, IE have probably some code base that was written 20 years ago and they still have to, you know, fix it and do, you know, a lot of stuff to preserve the backend part as much as possible. You know, it's so easy to just, you know, scratch it and start over, but yeah, they're still doing it. So actually, that's impressive. So here's a few links. First one is to my library Voice Commander. Second one is to the demo website, Bookslip. And two bit.ly links to just raw WebSpeech API demonstration that I showed you with more description. And one to WebSpeech API specification, because they're still working on the spec. Now only Chrome is implementing it. And this WebKit prefix in the speech recognition object is probably because, you know, they want to be comfortable that, you know, later on, once the spec will be final, they can do whatever they want and they won't break the backcompat. So cool stuff. It's still sort of starting. I didn't actually see any website that it's using it for serious, but maybe in a few years we'll have it. Check out the links. Follow me on Twitter, check my blog, send me email, and thank you for coming. Question? Yeah?
Is there any network data that you pass anywhere when you state back and forth?
Sorry, can you repeat?
Is there a network data being transferred from, like, transferring your speech to any, like, Google type data center?
Oh, you mean how my speech is getting recognized?
Or is it all being done in browser?
Oh, yeah. So have you been at the beginning of the talk? Oh yeah, so you missed all the fun. So, you know, at the beginning I had like issues when I was, you know, trying to speak and it didn't work because I didn't have internet connection, because it's actually going back to the server and server is doing all the recognition and saying the results back.
Is there, does it show up in the network tab by any chance?
Actually I didn't check it out. Yeah, that should be interesting, but actually let's see. Network, I mean, yeah, I should have to do it over again, you WebKit.
There.
So, okay, I don't have to do on the result. I can just say start. And now I can say something. And looks like nothing is here because it's probably not usual request. Yeah, already finished. Yeah, so it's not visible here. You know, so they are doing something fishy there, right? Yeah. Yep.
You mentioned that if you do over HTTPS, you don't have to reauthorize. Is that your voice commander library or is that VHCO?
Oh, that's the API. Yeah. Because, you know, the assumption is that, you know, HTTP can much easier be sniffed or run in the middle, right? If you have HTTPS, you're pretty safe that, you know, nobody will listen to you. Other questions? Yep.
Different gender speak.
Yeah, actually, I didn't really have a chance to show this, but there are like different here. SR voices. I have it here somewhere. Pitch voice. Yeah. So if you say window speech synthesis get voices, you have like a lot of different ones, and some of them is women. Yeah, so here's a here's American, German. One of this one is women. I don't remember which one, but for sure there is a different one. Yeah.
He was asking about on HTTPS if it how often makes that request. Is it possible to does it ask on every new session, or is it something that you could potentially store and keep it from asking every new?
So very first time when you visit website, it will ask you, and if you allow, then every next time it will not ask. So like you could see that, you know, on when I visit the Bookslip on HTTPS for the first time, it didn't ask me because I was visiting this website before, so it remembered that I gave the permission. Yes?
Have you tried this on mobile Chrome or mobile Safari?
No, I didn't try it on mobile Chrome. And to be honest, I doubt this will work, but you know.
The buttons are even there. The buttons are even there on mobile Chrome.
Oh, they are not? That's interesting. Maybe I didn't add the mobile support to my website. Yeah, but yeah, I didn't try it.
It says it's supported on Chrome for Android, speech recognition.
Oh, yeah, but it's supported by the operating system, right? So the same like on Windows, you also have support for speech recognition on the operating system, but
the API though, the browser, I'm looking at Can I Use, which is usually on the
Okay.
APIs.
Yes.
So I would try it.
Yeah, okay, I will. Yeah, because you know the Can I Use also saying that the Safari I think is partially supporting it. I tried out, didn't really work out. And actually I would be very, very surprised because I don't know how many of you guys are web developers. Like half of you, yeah. So probably, did you have some fun adventures with Safari? Almost nobody? Yeah, like, you know, like, actually this is the hardest browser to work on, like at least for me now, even worse than IE, because there are like a lot of different stuff. Like this is the only one browser that doesn't support internationalization API. This is the only one browser that doesn't allow file downloads, so href tag with download, and there's a lot of other stuff that this browser is behind. But I don't want to rant too much, so please, next question.
What versions of IE do you support on Azure?
IE 11. Yeah, come on, if you have IE 10, you need an upgrade, right? We want you at least to get the new Windows. All right, cool. So thank you very much. If you have more questions, find me after or shoot me an email. Thank you.